This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A key member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force on Tuesday rejected a suggestion by President Donald Trump that government physicians are lying about the severity of the virus to the American public. Trump retweeted a comment from a former game show host, Chuck Woolery, who, without evidence, claimed that, quote, everyone is lying, including the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the doctors, not all but most, that we are told to trust. That, again, is a quote from Chuck Woolery on Twitter that Mr. Trump retweeted. Navy Admiral Brett Giroir, one of the several physicians who've been in the face of the government's response to the pandemic in the United States, told NBC's Today Show, and this is a quote, we may occasionally make mistakes based on the information we have, but none of us lie. Mr. Trump is facing a tough re-election contest in November against former Vice President Joe Biden. He has for months downplayed the impact of the virus and most recently claimed the impact of the new surge in the number of cases in the United States is 99% totally harmless. Mr. Trump has had little contact in recent weeks with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, and said that while he likes him personally, Fauci had made a lot of mistakes, another quote from President Trump. Giroir painted a different picture of the soaring number of new coronavirus cases, sometimes more than 60,000 daily in recent days. State governors that had reopened their economies have now ordered bars and other public places to close again in an effort to try to curb the spread of the virus. The U.S. federal government has carried out the first execution in 17 years after the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in an early Tuesday decision to dismiss a lower court's injunction. This is VOA News.